Later today, we get the always highly anticipated event risk in the form of the Fed policy decision. And this time around, there is risk things get even more exciting for markets given how much hangs in the balance. In the previous decision, the Fed dot plot showed the central bank looking for 3 rate cuts in 2024. Investors were pleased with this result as it meant a more investor-friendly monetary policy track. However, since that last decision, the picture has changed. Economic data has been stronger in many areas, all while, more importantly, this latest batch of U.S. inflation readings have come in on the hotter side of expectation. All of this would suggest that there will be more pressure on the Fed to consider the possibility for less rate cuts in 2024. Inflation is a risk the Fed is certainly concerned about, and a hint of inflation turning back up could force the central bank to revise its outlook to just 2 rate cuts in 2024. If this happens, we could see risk assets come under a great deal of pressure with stocks selling off and the US dollar broadly bid. This scenario would also mean dollar demand as yield differentials move back towards the buck, with less rate cuts being priced in. Interestingly enough, all of this comes at a time when many other central banks have been leaning more dovish, already opening some renewed dollar demand. Look no further than the BOJ, RBA, Bank of Canada, and RBNZ as some examples. Even ECB speak of late has been a little more dovish. If, however, the dot plot holds still and the Fed keeps with its calls for 3 rate cuts, we expect risk assets will extend the run with stocks posting fresh record highs and the US dollar selling off. Let's see how it plays out.